In this episode, I want to talk with you about creating for yourself the perfect morning.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo. In this episode, I want to share with you what creates the perfect day for me, and it all starts with a very intentional morning. I've gone through this cycle enough times in my life, the cycle of waking up, showing at the office, being around people, and then on some days I really feel like I want to give, and on other days I don't feel like I can. Are you any different? You see, I've got a process in the morning that allows me to perfect my day, and it's about being very intentional in what I do first thing in the morning. You know, the first act of the heart is to pump oxygen-depleted blood through the lungs and back into the heart. The first act of the heart is loving kindness for itself. So the first act of this Hartley, and if I don't do this, I'm unable to care for others. And I don't even really like doing it, but when I'm done, I like how I feel about myself. My first action needs to be loving self-kindness. I need to go on a run. I need to burn off the manic that lives inside of me. I'm a little aggressive if I don't burn this part of me off before I get around people. And I do this so I can be the guy that I want to be, my best self, the one who's able to handle adversity throughout the day and enjoys it, has a smile, and realizes that I can get through anything. And I do this in a run that has three transformational stages. The first stage I call fire up. That's what I'm rocking out to when I'm running in the desert. First thing in the morning, before the sun comes up, I've got this part of the world all to myself, just me and some jackrabbits and some coyotes and occasionally some javelinas. That's stage one, fire up. Stage two is believe in yourself. And if I push myself hard enough, when I turn my final corner of my run in the desert and start heading back to the house, I need to be flooded with gratitude. Like if I worked hard enough on that run and pushed myself to my goal, then when I turn that corner that I call my gratitude corner, the rest of the run, the last third of the run, all the way back, I'm flooded with gratitude, but I have to push myself past what I call OPP. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me, but that OPP that I'm talking about is I've got to be strong enough to overcome OPP, other people's poop throughout the day. If I can get past their crap, and I could be a breeze. So there's a trash can where people are supposed to drop their doggy bags in there, the poopy bags. And I have to blaze past that. That's my finish line. But you don't slow up before other people's poop. You plow right through because you will not be deterred by OPP. You got it? And I know I reached my goal. The end of the run went out of my mouth when I've stopped running. I say thank you for our health and the opportunity to serve others. If I can get to that gratitude point, if I can be thankful and appreciative for the health that we've been given, me, my wife, our family, our team, our clients, that's all part of our health, our whole community and network. And I'm grateful for it so I can help serve other people. Proper care and feeding of yourself is the first act of the heart. Loving self-kindness. Make sure you nurture yourself so you can get around other people. And when I do that, I've tamed the beast inside. I've earned my smile and cared for myself so I can spread my kindness to others. Now, how do you do that for yourself? How do you prepare yourself to be amazing? Share with me in a private message on LinkedIn your process of how you get yourself to the peak state so you can have the perfect day. And please share this podcast episode with anybody who can benefit from developing a ritual of the perfect morning that creates the perfect, undeniable day. Boom!